You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Through the time we're reporting this story, Robert and I walked miles and miles around the streets of Mesot. Being the only two journalists in town, and also both giant white guys, we kind of stood out, and taking a taxi to a sensitive interview isn't always a smart choice. Even when it was, they frequently dropped us off in the wrong place and we'd end up walking anyway. Everyone in Mesot rides scooters, but riding without a helmet can get you a fine. We figured that as relative novices to the world of scooting, we'd probably fuck something up, and then we'd probably be better off walking. When the time came to meet Meowk, though, he offered us a ride. That was very nice, but it put us in an interesting position. What exactly do you say when a guy you've never met, who's a friend of a guy you DM'd on Reddit, who you know is engaged in the illegal production and smuggling of guns into a war zone, offers to pick you up at the cafe so you can go out for dinner? We decided to call our friend, a long-suffering guy we go to when we have a security question, Paul. At his request, we're keeping him anonymous. But he works in security and has an extensive professional background dealing with situations just like this. Or maybe mostly like this.
Yeah, so basically, Paul, we're meeting with these people. We don't have an established human chain with them of trust. They're just a Reddit account that James has been talking with, but for like 6 or 7 months. It doesn't really seem like there's much else we can do besides keep our eyes open and try to meet in a neutral place.
Yeah, I mean, the big concern is that it would be the government, which it's not. From what you guys have said, the government simply doesn't have the wherewithal to do operations like this. And I mean, rebel groups like this, they're trying, they want to get everything out there they can. Mm-hmm. Is there a concern about the fact that you don't have a chain of people that can vouch for each other? Yeah. But the situation they're in, everything's in their favor. They are, everything's in your favor.
Right.
Even minor cultural faux pas shouldn't be an issue.
With Paul's help, we came up with a watertight plan. I should note here that he was at least as concerned with our fate as he was with the fate of the pair of pants he'd loaned James for the trip.
And I mean, yeah, it's a story that needs to get out. So being slightly lax on the rules while knowing that it's in everybody's favor that it goes well, I guess you got to bend the rules sometimes. Yep.
I guess we'll check in with people, try and do proof of life.
We'll do a proof of life. I will send you a picture of James holding a piece of paper that says Big Wife Guy. And if we are kidnapped, I'll send you a picture of me that says Elon Musk will be a good custodian of Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll know that that's the sign. And yeah. You know, I'll
get a black hawk down.
I'll figure out something. Yeah, me and a few friends will be on our way. God, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
James has my favorite pants.
Yeah,
you got to get those pants back.
Right, yeah, I'll wear them.
This is all about the pants. If I find James's dead body, I'm getting those pants off.
Luckily, both I and Paul's trousers made it back that night. The only damage was to several delicious plates of food. Meowk, his fiancé, and their godfather were the most gracious hosts, and we decided not to record that first night. Instead, we met up the next day. But there is one thing from that night that I want to share with you. Rather than explaining it, I'll let the song Meowk played for us talk to you through the beautiful medium of punk music. Bella Ciao, of course, is an anti-fascist anthem, but in its original version, tells the story of a young partisan who says goodbye to his girlfriend before he goes off to fight Italian fascists. If he dies, he says, he wants to be buried under a flower in the mountains, so people will see it and remember him. After a few months of revolution, all our characters found themselves mourning their friends, and many of them were in the mountains. Their struggle is one they see in the same vein as the Italian partisans who fought fascism in their mountains, and the anti-fascists who came from around the world to fight in the Spanish Civil War. I first heard that song, Bella Ciao, from a Spanish Civil War veteran. And it's a strange closing of the loop to be here, sitting, hearing it with young people who, just like the Spanish Republicans, are fighting a coup, with next to no international support and a critical shortage of weapons. But Meowk was trying his best to fix that shortage. A month into what would become the Spring Revolution, and the stakes had become clear when the first protester was shot and they kept marching. When people decided to go back into the streets, they showed that the future of their country was worth dying for. A few weeks later, some of them decided it was also worth killing for. It was about then that Meowk's buddy, and keen Reddit user DaddyUMCD, said he'd been online, and he reckoned they could use their 3D printers, a steel pipe, and the expertise of some strangers on the internet to arm themselves. The promise of revolutionary technology would take quite some time to have any kind of battlefield impact in Myanmar, but the effects of a different kind of revolution would be felt immediately. but the nation's young activists took up arms against their government.
I was like, I'm interested in hardware and 3D printing, especially my profession is augmented and virtual reality. I want to test 3D printing is my hobby, so I just do, I just download some files from Thinkiverse or other 3D printing community and just do it for my desk. Yeah. Not specially.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like desk toys and stuff.
Yeah. Just twice, yes.
What did you think of guns then?
I have never imagined of a gun because, you know, we have been living in a military booth for a long time. So we are afraid of soldier, especially not the soldier, especially the gun that they hold. Mm-hmm. So we are so afraid of that. So we never imagined, like we are the same as in North Korea. We are so afraid of that. Yeah. So we never imagined of making gun. But after that, the story began.
At first, Miauk and his team felt safe. Despite the dangerous nature of their work, he felt that Tatmadaw was so behind the times they wouldn't even know what a 3D printer was.
Like at those times, the military didn't know or didn't give a fuck about 3D printing. So it is okay at those times.
Yeah.
It's really okay. When they come, we need to hide the campus. If they see 3D printer, that's okay. Because we will say this is for our job or this is for some hobby that we can see at those times. But not this time. If they found 3D printer, yes, cam, go to jail like this.
Yeah.
or headshot.
Yeah, headshot.
Soon, that headshot became a lot closer to being a possibility.
It's like as soon as we finished the second FGC9, we're trying to test it in Yangon, and we sent it to our warehouse. But unfortunately, this warehouse is exposed and ambushed by the military, and this gun is taken by the military. And they announced this on the news by picturing this like handmade guns, and they don't give a fuck about this. Just a handmade gun. Okay. They just think at the very first time. But later and later, when the second time they were arrested, at those times, they arrest my revolutionary from my team. So I told him about the efficiency and how to use and the history also the gun at the time. Maybe he was a investigator and he told the truth at those times. He says, like, the FGC9, announced the name FGC9, like this. Before the at the very first time, they announced the gun from the Turkish.
If you missed that, they thought the guns were Turkish. The reason we giggled at this is that whenever we see videos of combat in Myanmar, James and I send them to a group chat and try to work out what the weapons are and where they came from. Nearly every time we're stumped, the guns turn out to be some kind of niche Turkish shotgun made to look like an AR-15. It seems the military were operating on the same assumption. Only this time, they were very wrong.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like Alex, Miok started the second, more deadly phase of the Spring Revolution by taking a trip out to the jungle, and he stayed for several months to learn some of the skills he was going to need to fight back against the Tatmadaw.
I was going the mountain as a criminal leader, so I'm not have a PDL training or something like that. I just going as a community guy, so I met with some gun specialist or some trainer, and I said I want to know how to shoot gun, how to disassemble the gun. So they teach me, and I said, since I'm in a community guy, I can do the training, but I want to learn for books and other things. So they send me some videos like this to learn by myself. Yes.
Yeah.
Later, he went back to carry prototype printed guns to the EAOs for testing. We asked if it was scary being an undercover gun runner in a dictatorship. He says it was, but he found that he had a powerful ally in his fight. Homophobia.
Yeah, of course, but we need to disguise it. So, you know.
Disguise it, yeah.
Yeah, disguise it. At this time, I have a long hair.
Yeah.
So I act like a gay. So, you know, that the military has so gender and equality.
Yeah.
So they hate gays. That's why. This is our advantage.
The military, assuming Miok was gay and therefore incapable of fighting, let him go. Miok kept his mouth shut and let their homophobia help him smuggle the guns with which he hopes to help topple the regime that places so much stock in values like these. Miok said he had to go to the jungle to prove that his guns worked, because at first, the EAOs didn't believe him.
About the gun, no one believed that. No one believed that. So we have to made it first and show them. So we made it first, and we said we got a gun. It's a cell phone. We lied. Yeah. We need to lie, and we send this to the EAO.
Yeah.
Then they made it, and it didn't work out, and they adjust, and it worked out. Yes.
Okay, yeah. How do they feel when they found
One of my revolutionary in EAO states said, oh, they're really, really happy. They said, All of the printer and campaign mass production, let's do it right now. Yes, yeah. Like that.
Almost everyone we met spent time in the jungle. Rooney, that's a nom de guerre, not a given name, started off as a protester. And just like everyone else, he fled into the jungle to avoid being murdered by the government and to learn from the ethnic armed organizations how to fight back.
When we try to make peaceful protesting and it's really break down, then we decided to choose to have an ends and to make a revolution. So at those time, he goes to the EU or states and he learns the trainings, you know, even especially the explosive trainings. And he got back to the town and he started making this explosive with the head of the EU teachings.
After learning from the EAOs, he came back to Yangon to put his knowledge to use. Of course, just like Miok's gun-making team and the street protesters who learned from Hong Kongers, he took to YouTube and Google to try and find a better way to build killing machines.
So it's like the EU teaches the very basic explosives, just compound, you know, potency and sugars and like this. But after they learn the very basic thing, and they want to improve, so they learn by themselves. Just like DIY, they learn by themselves with Google, with YouTube. So later and later, even they can make TNT and ETN. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Using YouTube, he looked on
yes,
YouTube.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
wow. Yeah. Nearly everyone we met at some point Googled something like how to make gun or how to make bomb. Now, this is not ideal OPSEC, but it speaks to the desperation of the times. They used crowdfunding websites to raise money for ingredients, and Rooney soon started putting his knowledge into practice. What that meant was that people died. He killed human beings with the explosives that he made. Now, those people would have killed Rooney, or anyone else we've spoken to in this series. He was defending himself and others by making killing machines. But still, if you're a decent person, it's not easy to watch your work result in a stranger being blown into a pink mist.
He is not proud of that. But, you know, he is never trying to kill even a cat or any man. Yeah. But he is sad, but he have to do because of revolution.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Revolution was in Rooney's blood. The military had stolen his house as a kid, and he'd grown up with his uncle sharing memories of the 1988 pro-democracy uprising and its violent repression. He'd seen his family, his cousin, brothers, and their parents harassed for his whole life. Now he had a chance to fight back. He carried out hundreds of missions before he eventually had to flee the city when an accident led to serious injury.
Like in the June 7, there's a 9 mission. So he has to make 9 bombs,
yeah.
A really big bomb. So they're trying to assemble this bomb. I do that one of his friends is smoking, and this family is called to gunpowder.
After the blast, he had to run away from his house before the police arrived. His friend was not so lucky and is in jail now. Rooney is mostly recovered, but it's not safe for him to go back, so he's hoping to make a new start in Mesaunt.
The fight didn't stay in Yangon and Naypyidaw either. For villagers living outside, the coup was just as real, and so was a desire to fight back. People outside of town found themselves in the crosshairs of the Tatmadaw as well. The military employs a strategy which they call four cuts. It's designed to alienate the rebels from local support. It doesn't work. This kind of scorched earth stuff has never worked. Didn't work when the Nazis tried it in Europe. Didn't work when the US tried it in the Middle East or Vietnam. Doesn't work when Israel keeps doing it. And it doesn't work in Myanmar. What it does do is drive people who lose their families to pick up a gun and kill soldiers. And it's not hard to see why. I just want to play you our conversation watching one of Andy's videos about one of hundreds of massacres that have happened since last February. And as a warning, the stuff we're going to talk about is about as horrible as stuff can be.
But yeah, basically about, I think, 28 people were killed that day. They just came into a village and shot everyone. That's the handmade guns that these villagers had. Mm-hmm. But it was just, they weren't shooting anyone. No, they just had it. Yeah. Yeah, that's all the, everyone died. All these guys died.
Shit.
Look at that.
Christ. His hands tied?
Yeah.
Fucking looks like they gave up trying to tie their hands.
And yeah.
I think that's
the electrical cable.
That looks like.
And they burned the whole village down.
Yeah, they did.
Fucking hell, man.
Yeah. Christ.
You guys okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
Oh,
fucking
boy.
Hell.
And that's why we say massacre, because it's fucking... Yeah. Look at all the brains out, you know?
Yeah.
We burned them all.
Yeah, all these kids. They weren't even 18.
Yeah, that's fuck.
So all the villagers that ran away, they took a photo of the village from afar. And
they burned their relatives and then left?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it was all...
This is every bit of fucking horrible as shit.
Andy says a non-profit called Liberate Myanmar supports the families every month, keeping them fed and sheltered. Because however hard the government tries to divide the people from one another, it always seems to fail. Instead, it just pushes them closer and closer together.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
While we were in Thailand, having a drink on a rooftop, actually, and talking about some kind of meditation retreat that a guy we'd met had gone on, we got to see some of the action for ourselves. That night was a fun one. We were hanging out with some nonprofit folks, and we'd acquired some pretty terrible whiskey. At various points in the evening, we would ambush one of the boys and tell them they'd been shot in the arm or the leg, and have the others rush in to practice their Stop the Bleed skills. Robert and I demonstrated some improvised carrying techniques, and how to effectively turn and drop to the floor when you're in the intimate presence of a grenade. Everyone else at the party probably thought we were pretty strange, but we were having fun. Then, in the distance, we saw a huge yellow flash. It took a few seconds of us all wondering if that whiskey had sent us blind before the boom reached us. At first, we thought it was one of the airstrikes that had been happening in the border region. But it was close, and it was just one huge boom, not the rockets and cluster bombs that Tatmadaw likes to drop on civilians. Within minutes of nervously waiting on the rooftop to see what was coming next, Andy's phone started buzzing. It was a car bomb, and it had gone off about 100 yards from the border where we'd stood earlier that day.
Like a Camry or something.
Let me see. Fuck. Yeah, right in the bridge.
Right in the middle of it.
Now you're fucking scaring me.
How did they fucking get it in there?
Immediately we had questions, but very few answers. Car bombs hadn't been a thing thus far in the revolution. This was new. Car bombs are also extremely scary. It's hard not to be around cars in a city, and when any one of those cars might kill you, it's hard to do anything feeling any semblance of safety.
I want to know who's did. Well,
I mean, yeah.
UG or.
UG probably. Yeah. No, car bombs, I've never heard of it.
But they, it hasn't happened here yet, right?
Yeah, what would it be? Like, is it somebody who's driving it, or do they kind of like manage?
I don't think it's someone driving it, is it? Like, you don't see anything there, like...
No, I mean, it could have been.
Wait, is it by the,
Because if there was a person in there, there wouldn't be anything left of
that. Yeah, you wouldn't see the person.
No, but the thing is, look, there's the fence. Like, that looks like it was there when it exploded,
oh, like it was
right?
parked.
Yeah, it was. It looks
like it's by the shops. It's not quite in front of it. It's right by the bridge.
But then I don't know why, what happened.
We still aren't sure who set off the car bomb, or if anyone died. In a conflict like the one in Myanmar, it's sometimes as confusing as it is scary. The military are more than capable of a false flag-style attack, killing civilians and then blaming the PDF, and it has done this before. That's what totalitarianism does. It aims to control every aspect of everyday life, even the truth. The jungle haunted us the whole time we were there. Unattainable, but right next door. Just a few miles away, in Lac Kê Kha, the fight was raging. Lac Kê Kha is what's called a friendship town. It was built with Japanese money as a place for KNU fighters to live after they put down their arms. It was supposed to be a symbol of hope in a new peaceful and democratic Myanmar. Now it's a battlefield. But while we couldn't get there, we could walk along the riverbank and look at the jungle and imagine what it must be like up in those mountains, which we did almost every day. Myanmar itself looms like a mountain over the town of Mae Sot. It's a border town without a border. But the city is surrounded by refugee camps, nonprofit offices, and even museums for political prisoners that can't exist on the other side of the river. One day, we took a cab to see a monastery on a bluff overlooking the river. Down into Myanmar, we could see a casino still doing business with Chinese tourists despite the bombing nearby. On the walls of the monastery were colorful but horrific scenes of rape and murder, Buddhist stages of hell, a reminder that, according to the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism, all life is suffering and greed is the cause of suffering. The same thing could be said for the refugees and fighters forced to hide in the endless green of the jungle, driven away from their homes by the greed of men who worship power.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.